Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. This is Steve Strang, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. You know, it's the end of the year. It's a time that many of us think about donating to worthy causes. And today, I want to talk to you about some very worthy causes that I hope that the Lord will lead you to support, just as He led a very generous and humble donor to support these ministries. I'll tell you more after this word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by Operation Blessing International. Operation Blessing International is one of the largest charities in America. They provide strategic relief in 27 countries through core programs of hunger relief, medical aid, safe water, and vulnerable children care. One of their innovative agricultural programs uses raised beds, drip irrigation, and home-brewed organic fertilizer. It provides nutritious veggies for hungry villagers and also gives the families extra produce that they can sell at market. To learn more about this space-saving farming technique that's helping feed the poor, would you please go visit ob.org/farming. Here it is again, ob.org/farming. Thank you, Operation Blessing International, for sponsoring this program.
We're back. And my guest today is Lisa Dean, who is the administrator for Christian Life Missions. And so she and I work together. Welcome to you, Lisa.
Thank you, Mr. Strang.
You know, Christian Life Missions is a nonprofit ministry that goes back to 1955. It was founded by my late mentor, Robert Walker. And the idea back then was that when Christian Life Magazine, which he founded, would write about different ministries, sometimes struggling ministries and missions in different parts of the world, the readers of Christian Life would be touched and they would donate. And, you know, it's a way a little bit like crowdfunding because it was a large group of readers, you know, their subscribers, sending money to people they didn't know to help them. And, of course, this was long before the days of the internet. And over the years, we have sort of kept that tradition alive. And even though Christian Life Missions is a relatively small ministry, and a lot of our donations are small donations from people who just want to help. Over the years, it's added up to well over millions of dollars to help the Lord's work. And now it's the end of the year, and many people will give a donation at the end of the year because they can include it on this year's taxes. Of course, I hope the motivation to give is beyond just getting a tax receipt. But, you know, that is a blessing that, at least at the present, the government has not taken away. We might as well take advantage of it. So I thought in this Strang Report and in my newsletter, I would focus on ways that people could give. And Lisa, you're the one that works with the ministry. You know, we've written articles on these different ministries over the years. Our big project this year was with our own Lee Grady. Tell me about that project and a little bit about how that went.
That was an amazing opportunity to bless some young ladies in India. We were raising, or at least we set a goal of $100,000 to support Lee Grady and his goal to do the Mordecai House in India, which would be an orphan's home for the young ladies that are abandoned there and abused. And really, it was an amazing project, and it was so awesome to see how God stepped in and provided not only $100,000, but $175,000 for that home. We did e-blasts. You, Mr. Strang, wrote a wonderful article yourself. We've done so many different things. We also had an article in Charisma Magazine written by our editor. We've had so many different people give to this project, and it was a full team effort, really.
And people's hearts were touched.
Right.
Because it was so very needed, and it was something that Lee could not have done without the help from the readers of Charisma and Christian Life Mission donors. Yeah. And it's been exciting for me to be Lee's friend since 1981. And then from the early 90s, he joined our staff. And for 13 years, he was editor of Charisma Magazine. And he has stepped out into ministry. And if you know Lee, you know that it was a real step of faith to go from, getting a salary to having to kind of raise your own support, so to speak. And he travels all around the world. And the Lord is using him in such a mighty way. So I said to him, Lee, Christian Life Missions wants to come alongside you. What is a project that we could share the vision? And of course, this is what he came up with. Our project this year, which a lot of our listeners and my newsletter readers would know, is we call it Give Away the Word. It's our effort to give away Bibles, and they're very inexpensive Bibles, but they're a good starter Bible, maybe for people who are very poor, who can't afford a Bible, maybe someone who's wanting to check out the new modern English translation, or just different reasons. People who come to Christ need to be given a Bible right then. So we started by raising $3 for one Bible, but we have decided that we are going to give away three Bibles for $3 because we are taking out just enough to cover the cost of the printing. We're able to buy them for $1 each. And Christian Life Missions has had a policy over the years. It's not a rule. It's not in our bylaws. But the board has felt that this was the direction that we don't take out money for overhead administration, which means that we have to raise the money just to pay our bills. And we keep the expenses very modest, as you well know, since you deal with this on a day-to-day basis. But we do have expenses, but the Lord provides so that the donor can know with confidence that 100% of what they give will go to the ministry that they designate. So tell me about some of the other ministries that Christian Life Missions is currently supporting.
One of our ministries involves a, really just a wonderful evangelistic minister named Dr. Alveda King, and she is a civil rights movement veteran herself, a Fox News commentator, author, and now a grandmother. And as an evangelist, she uses her voice to influence and to see justice brought to our nation in areas of discrimination. Recently, she has fought for the pro-life movement to see changes brought here in America. And she speaks wonderfully and really has an amazing, amazing voice to change people's hearts, to draw them, to get their support. And I've never seen someone just be able to convey what it is that she's able to convey when she shares her heart about abortion and how discrimination today really has started in the womb.
And a lot of people may not know that she's also from a very famous family. King is a fairly common name, but she is actually the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the slain civil rights activist and hero. And she actually lived in the same home. There was a large home, and her father, A.D. King, and Martin Luther King Jr., who she calls Uncle M.L., were very close. And for a couple of years, the families actually lived in the same home along with her grandparents. So it's been very interesting to get to know her. She has had a very, very interesting life, obviously, but she is a great woman of God and is very humble. And you can go on our website. Why don't you tell us the website? Because all of the ministries, there are many two ministries to share in just a short podcast.
Right. Our ministry website is christianlifemissions.org. And you'll learn about many more of our ministries. I'm not sure if you're wanting to hear about any more, Mr. Strang. I don't think we have time.
We don't really have time, but we want to encourage people to go there. And I also want to tell a story because through the internet, people can visit our website from anywhere in the world. And a great Christian who lives in a different part of the world went to our website and felt touched by some of the ministries that he read about and sent us checks, large checks, for the different ministries. And when we approached him to say thank you and could we share this with the different ministries, he said that he really wanted to remain anonymous because he's already gotten his reward. And I just thought it was so beautiful that I want to share it here. He quoted this scripture from 2 Corinthians 9, 10, and 11 in the Modern English Version. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and supplies bread for your food will also multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. So you will be enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which makes us give thanks to God. And he also added this, I have already received my reward, so perhaps you can just let the various ministries know that our Lord Jesus heard their prayer and answered from halfway around the world. So all thanks should go only to God, not to any man. And I just so admire this humility, and I think that's a model for all of us to walk humbly before the Lord And at whatever level we need to give generously. We need to give out of a giving heart and believe that the Lord will use it. So, for those who are looking for ministries that have been vetted, that you can trust, and you can feel that your money goes a long, long way, I hope that you'll consider giving, as I do, to Christian Life Missions. And if you do it before January 1st, we will, of course, send you a tax receipt to go on this year. And I'll add, if it's after January 1st, you'll get a tax receipt for next year. But if you would give, I believe that God will bless you. So let me thank Lisa Dean for being with me today, and thank you for what you do every day. We try to say thank you. We try to let people know that we appreciate you, but you do so much that probably goes unnoticed, but we know that God notices it. And it's just wonderful to be able to work together. We invite our listeners and the readers of my newsletter and our magazine to join with us, because together we can do so much more than we can individually. Thank you, Lisa, and thank you for everyone who listened to the Strang Report. Be sure to tune in next time. God bless you, and Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.